This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. New national champions were crowned over the weekend in Round Rock. The National Collegiate Table Tennis Championship brought some of the best players in the world. And as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, most were there to try to end one Texas school's dominant run.
We should get this out of the way. This is not a ping pong tournament.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. A lot of people are like, oh, I've played ping pong, which I don't say the P word very often.
That's Willie Leparulo. He's the National Collegiate Table Tennis Tournament Director.
And they don't know that table tennis is the correct word. And look out here. I mean, this is an Olympic sport.
We should also get this out of the way. Don't show up if you've just been knocking a few ping pong balls around in your friend's rec room. This is no tournament for the untested. Leparulo should know he once played in it while a student at Florida State.
I'm dating myself, 1999-2000, and if I played now, I wouldn't even make it on my team. The level has gone up dramatically. You can't be the, hey, I'm pretty athletic recreational player and make it to the championships. You've got to dedicate the time.
The college championship featured players from 32 countries. There were current and former national team members for the U.S. and other nations. Many of the rest played on their country's junior teams. According to Leparulo, many would have continued on to their national teams if they did not go off to college. There were sponsors and even play-by-play duos calling the matches.
I think by far during this tournament, this is definitely the most aggressive match we've seen.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, both players with huge, huge forehands.
And some of the schools offer table tennis scholarships, like Texas Wesleyan, a small liberal arts university in Fort Worth. The school may have only 3,000 students, but in the table tennis world, it's a giant. Going into the weekend tournament, it had won 13 of the last 14 co-ed team titles. Their women's team had won 7 team championships. Add in the individual and doubles titles, the school owns 65 national college championships. Their head coach, Yasna Rather, has quite a resume.
I've been in 4 Olympics as an athlete. In 88, I had a bronze medal in Olympics. I've been European champions in different events a couple of times, North American champion, Pan American champion in different events, U.S. champion in women's singles.
Rather was the first player recruited for the program as a grad student, helping to recruit other players. Also on staff is Keith Evans, a former Jamaican national team member. He's been with Texas Wesleyan since 2004. And Doru Gheorghe. He was once a Romanian national team member and more recently the head coach of the U.S. women's Olympic teams from 2000 to 2012. And more recently, the head coach of the U.S. women's Olympic teams from 2000 to 2012. He came to Texas Wesleyan 2 years ago because he was hoping to help build what he says the U.S. is missing, training through school to move players to the next level.
So basically, every kid starts playing table tennis. When the college comes, they stop. And that is the time then usually in table tennis the players develop the most.
I think it's a brain game, so it attracts people who are smart. You don't have to be a genius to play table tennis, but it helps to have something on the ball.
That is Will Shortz, New York Times puzzle editor and NPR Weekend Edition's puzzle master. He is also a huge advocate for table tennis. He co-founded a table tennis club just outside New York City in Westchester County.
Part of the problem with table tennis in America is that it's almost impossible to make your living from it. And if you're a talented, you know, a smart, talented person, you're going to have a regular career and not continue with table tennis. Whereas if you're in China or certain places in Europe where you can make a decent living from playing table tennis and winning tournaments.
But Shortz is doing his part, offering monthly tournaments with what he says are the largest purses in the country. 3 years ago, Shortz hosted a young high school prodigy who immigrated from China to help him toward his dream of making the U.S. Olympic team. On Sunday, that prodigy, Kai Zhang, was playing for Binghamton in the men's singles championship against Texas Wesleyan's Jishan Leong.
And he does it.
He does.
John Kai, the new men's single champion.
Unbelievable. Really, I mean, you can't argue with that.
No.
At the end of watching that match, particularly
in the final 3 rounds, game. Kai somehow managed 3 big comebacks against a past U.S. Open champion, a U.S. national team member, and then the defending tournament champ from Texas Wesleyan. A disappointing day for Jishan, but Texas Wesleyan's overall performance was once again strong, taking 4 of the 6 championships.
She'll take it.
Again. taking revenge on last year's women's single finals, defeating Lily Zhang, and putting a W on the board for Texas Wesleyan.
Jennifer Wu beat the top-seeded Lily Zhang from Cal Berkeley. Wu and her teammates won the women's team championship. Texas Wesleyan won both co-ed and women's doubles titles. In a bit of a surprise, their top-seeded men's team was upset by fifth-seeded New York University. NYU coach Yanjun Gao summed it up with these perhaps controversial words.
He said, everything is possible in the ping pong.
Yes, coach, everything is possible in ping pong. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.